सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं.
We have seen that Lord has said he has created four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Lord claimed that he has created. How he has created? Based on Svabhav and Gun. What is Svabhav? According to the tendencies, according to the habit, which is coming from earlier lives. Habit cannot be made in one day. So according to the nature, which is coming from the earlier life, and the Guna, according to your nature, there will be a predominance of one Guna, Sattva, Rajas or Tamas. And according to the predominance of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, and he has specified the karma also. So Brahman will have this type of quality, Kshatri will have this type of quality, Vaishya should do the Krishi and Gorakshan, and Sudra will serve. So as per the temperament, Lord has classified into four. Gurudev says thinker, administrator, trader, and worker. Either you call it Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. People are allergic to these words, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. But if you tell them thinker, good. Administrator, acceptable. Trader, acceptable. And worker, same thing. So why Lord created four types of people? Because four types of people are needed. Even in the body, these four types of things are required. Similarly, in the company, in the government, in the Lord is running the whole cosmos. So he also needs four type of people. So he created. So as will be the temperament, so will be the guna, the class, and according to that vritti, according to the gun, pravritti will be like that. In Hindi we say, jaisi vritti, vaisi pravritti. As per your vasana, you will act. So a Brahman will be serene, peaceful, he will be doing pathan pathan, etc. Or a Kshatriya, he will be protector, he will be administrator, he will face challenges. Ramji was Kshatriya. When he was fighting with Ravan, at that time he said, even if the Kal means if the death comes, I will not run away from the battlefield. Face the challenge. Whereas in the case of Arjun we find, he is also Kshatriya, same battlefield. He wants to run away. But the Kshatriya will never run away from. So Vaishyavritti, he will be trading. Trading means what? Trading means that he will buy and sell, and he will definitely make a profit, but the profit will be, it's not that exorbitant. You are buying a product or making a product costing $5 and selling at $50. No. Kabir Dasji was a weaver, but a realized soul. He used to weave clothes, and after that he will make an account, how much I have spent, how much time I have spent, and he will add little bit of profit and he will sell at that price. Even if somebody wants to give more than that, he will not accept. So the normal profit is acceptable. But in the business world, they have got patent right. Nobody else can copy and give. And now they can charge exorbitant price, whatever they want, monopoly business. And the four is paricharyatmak karma sudra se api svabhavajam. Paricharyatmak means seva. Serving others is the job. So all these four divisions are a gift by Lord to us. He has made four divisions. And if we want to grow, then we have to act as Lord advises us. God has given this body, and this body is meant for service to others. Note it, write it down. This body Lord has given, and the purpose of this body is to serve others. And Mahatma explained that all, anything in the world which is made of assemblies with the many parts, it is meant for others. Like this house has got many parts, window, door, light, fan, stage, floor, roof. This building is meant for others. Car is also assemblage of many, many parts. So car is for others. Similarly, our body is also made of many parts. Hand, legs, heart, kidney. Lot of items are there. Parts are there. Therefore, it is meant for others. But we don't know this and we forget. So Lord has classified into four varna. Therefore, ayogya purusha nasti. There is no ayogya purusha. Everybody, any person has got something, some quality. Everybody has some quality. We have to find out what is that quality. Therefore, it is said, yojaka tatra durlabham. The one who can find out the quality, that is difficult. A person may not be very bright mentally or intellectually, but he may have physical strength. That is his quality. Utilize him in that way. In the mission also, many people come and they say, mere ko thoda kaam de dijiye. What type of job you want? Chota mota kaam de dijiye. Don't give me leadership role. They don't want leadership role. Suppose if you give them leadership role, what will happen? There will be chaos in the mission also and a chaos in his own personality also. Both ways it will be difficult. Gurudev writes, if a man who is a fit temperamentally for one type of work is entrusted with different type of work, he will bring chaos not only in the field but also in himself. But in earlier times, Rishi Muni, they were to see and tell, yes, you have got this quality. Chanakya was seeing few children playing somewhere, and one of the child in that was commanding others, you do this thing, you do this thing, you go there, you go there. He immediately realized that he is a Kshatriya. And that boy later on became Raja Chandragupta. Similarly, Shivaji also had got the same type of qualities. Gurudev writes here, for example, if a Kshatriya were asked to fan someone in a spirit of service, you are telling a Kshatriya to fan somebody. He may condense to do so. He will maybe say, Acharya has said, I have to do it. I have to follow the instruction. But one will find him ordering somebody else almost instinctively to fetch a fan for him. He immediately, because if the quality inside him, he will say, oh, can you fan me? I am fanning somebody. Now you fan me. So too, if a man of a commercial temperament, a vaisya, comes to serve as a temple priest, the sacred place will become ere long worse than a trading center. A vaisya is made priest. Who should become priest? A Brahman should become priest. But if you make a vaisya a trader, a priest, what will happen? He will say, this puja will cost you this much. Navagraha puja will be 100,000. And again, let him become the head of the government. He will, out of sheer instinct, being doing profitable business from the seat of the government authority, people call it corruption. Make a vaisya the head of a, make him a minister. He will start trading there also. I will give you this license, or I will get to this deal. So much you have to pay. In school and colleges also we find children, one takes lead and the teachers make them monitor. Oh, this is good. You can control others. Monitor. But if you send a vaisya to the seashore, enjoy the beauty of the waves, he will start counting waves. So many high waves, because always he is counting money, na? That habit is there. He will start counting waves. So if we do our duty, we can come out of the bondage of sattva, rajas and tamas. We have to do our duty. How to do this duty? Now Lord is going to tell us in sloka number 45.
Sve sve karmanya bhiratah.
Sve sve karmanya bhiratah.
Samsiddhim labhate narah.
Samsiddhim labhate narah.
Swakarma nirata siddhim. Swakarma nirata siddhim. Yatha vindati tat shrunu.
Yatha vindati tasrinu.
Sve sve karmanya bhiratah. Samsiddhim labhate narah. Swakarma nirata siddhim. Yatha vindati tasrinu.
Siddhim. How can you get this siddhim? Yatha vindati tasrinu. I will tell you. How can you get this siddhi? He says, sve sve karmani abhiratah. Abhirata means you do your karma. Sve sve. Sve means your own duty. What is my duty? According to your guna. According to your varna. According to the Brahman, you have got this duty. According to Kshatri, you have got this duty. Vaisya, this duty. And Sudra, this duty. You do your duty. But I don't know. Consult the Shastra. Shastra tells you. In Gita, Lord has said, what is Brahman's duty? What is Kshatriya's duty? What is Vaishya's duty? Everything is given in the scripture. Consult the Shastra. Sansiddhim labhate nara. If I do my duty, what will I get? Sansiddhim. Sansiddhim in Bhagavad Gita, it means purification of mind. By doing your duty, you will get purification of mind. Sansiddhi has many other meanings. Sansiddhi also means dexterity, kusalta. If you do your duty, you will be efficient in that. Suppose somebody have got the inclination to cooking. I know many husbands, they cook, you know. Pinaji said there is no option sometimes. They cook. But if they follow it, what will happen? They will be kusal. They will be efficient in that. Sway, sway. According to the vasana, if you work like one is Tarla Dala, cooking, and
Sanjeev Kapoor.
See, sway, sway karma. His inclination is that. They become efficient. What is the next meaning of sansiddhi? It will give you purification of mind. If you do your duty, it will purify your mind. That is why in Bhagavad Gita it is said, karma naivihi sansiddhim, karmani eva, alone. By karma, you will get purification of mind. What karma? Your kartavya karma, your duty, according to your guna, you do it, that's all. You can get Naiskarma Siddhi, Sansiddhim Paramam Gata, and once you get Sansiddhi, you will get the Param also, Supreme, you can reach. The first step is purification of mind. And once you become this, you get this Sansiddhi, purification of mind, then what will happen? You become fit. You are eligible for Atmajnan. So like in the university, if you want to get admission in the master degree, you have to have graduate first. Similarly, if you want Atmajnan, what is the prerequisite qualification? Your mind should be pure. How can I make my mind pure? Lord is going to tell in the next verse. He has already said in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, but we have not studied. Phir se batao. Lord is going to tell in the next verse. Sansiddhim. So do whatever is your swadharma. If you are Brahman, do the Brahman work. If you are Kshatri, do the Kshatri work. The Vaishya, Vaishya. Or Sudra. There are two methods to come out of the bondage of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Out of this Maya, if you want to come out, there are two methods. One method is, Lord has suggested earlier that when he told us what is sattvic karta, what is sattvic karma, what is sattvic jnana, what is sattvic sukha, what is sattvic ahar, what is sattvic tapa, all these things he told us earlier. And similarly he told about the rajasic and tamasic. So if you want to improve yourself, find out whether you are in the rajasic or the tamasic state. And if you want to improve, what you have to do, that also is stated there. So by effort, you change from tamas to rajas, from rajas to sattva. That is one method. Then you can grow out. Another method is, do your duty according to your sabhava, and slowly you can grow out. But how that duty is to be performed, that Lord will tell in our next verse. So therefore Lord says, sve sve karmani abhirata. So you continue in your duty. According to your sabhav, you continue your duty. What is my swadharma? What is my swadharma? Swadharma, according to guna, in the scripture it is already stated. Follow the scriptures. Suppose you don't know what is my dharma, what is my guna, then nowadays people go for aptitude test, is it not so? To find out what is the inclination. Once a parent forced a child that you have to study computer science, his inclination was different. He went, studied computer science, passed also, with good mark, brought the degree, gave it to the parents. Here is your degree. You wanted to make me computer science, study the computer science. I have graduated from there. Here is the degree. You take it. Now I am going for my, according to my vasana, I will study. His vasana was to dance. I am talking about a boy. His vasana was to dance, and he came to London to study, to learn dance. And now he is teaching dance in India. A real story I am telling you. Sve sve karma virda. Another case I know. One person wanted to become engineer, a doctor. His father at that time, I am talking about in the 1950s. At that time there was no computer science and all that. He wanted to become doctor. His parents said, no, you should become engineer. Sent him to London in 50s. He became engineer and he worked as an engineer throughout the life, retired as a managing director of a government company, but whole life he was studying medical journals. Whole life was studying. Sve sve karma abhirata. Once a parents were arguing. Father was saying, I will make my child doctor. Mother was saying, no, I will make him an engineer. They were arguing, then started, heated argument started. the level of voice reached the neighbor's skin. Why are you fighting? What is the problem? Then both of them, I want to make my son or my child doctor. And she is saying, no, I want to make him engineer. The neighbor said, why don't you ask your child what he wants to become? He said, child is yet to be born. Now think of a musician appointed in army. He has become soldier. A musician is by his inclination is a Brahman. And you appoint him as a soldier, a Kshatriya. And now he has been sent to the border. You have to fight. What he will do there? When the commander says, fight, fire, he will start doing alap. Because of his inclination. Now how this is to be done? How the mind will get purified? Next verse.
Yata pravittir bhutanam. Yena sarvamidam tatam. Swakarmanatam abhyarcha. Siddhim vindati manavah. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam. Swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavah.
Purification of mind will happen for a human being. How? Swakarmanatam abhyarcha. Tam means that Lord. Swakarmana abhyarcha. Abhyarcha means worship him. Worship him how? Swakarmana, by your action. In the puja we know, we do the archana, na? We offer flower. We take the name of the Lord and we offer the flower. In havan, what we do? We offer in the fire, oblation of the clarified butter in the name of the Lord. But that is not possible 24 hours. Can you do the archana 24 hours? Sara din yahan baith ke archana karte raho. Or havan. So Lord tells us, you start doing archana with your karma. What is this archana with your karma? Offer your all karma to me. Offer your all karma to me means what? If I do cheating, plundering, looting, that is also a karma. Should I offer it to the Lord? Will the Lord accept it? No. Abhyarchana means, puja means, I am doing that for the happiness of the Lord. Happiness is the very important point in that, archana. Whatever karma, no special karma is mentioned here. Not even puja also. Nothing is mentioned. He said, by your karma, you serve me. Offer all your karma. What is this archana? Whatever I am doing, starting in the morning, brushing my teeth, taking my breakfast, lunch, going to the office, ask yourself, by this action, will the Lord will be happy? Yes, I am brushing my teeth. Lord will be happy. I am taking breakfast. I will get energy. Lord will be happy. Now I am deploying my energy into my work. I am going to the office. If I do my work sincerely, will the Lord be happy or not? If Lord is happy, your boss will also be happy. Because boss is subordinate of the Lord. Lord is the boss's boss. If Lord is happy, your boss is also happy. If boss is happy, what will happen? You get promotion, sometimes double promotion. So we have to do worship with our karma. And who is that? yatah pravritti bhutanam. Yata means from that. Pravritti has got two meanings. Pravritti means one who is the creator, from whom all the creation has come. Number one, pravritti has the second meaning. He is sitting inside me, giving me the sentiency to do work. All our organs of perception and actions function because of his presence in me. If he is not there, the hand you cannot lift. Therefore, yata pravritti bhutanam. And who is that? Yena sarvamidam tatam. By him, all this is pervaded. Whole world is pervaded by him. We tell our children, where is God? God is everywhere. How God is everywhere? Now you are Vedantic student, you are studying Gita. How will you say that God is everywhere? By the, anybody can tell? By the principle of existence, he is everywhere. Chair is, light is, fan is, stand is, table is, tree is, sun is, moon is. This isness is everywhere. That is how he pervades the whole world. Tatam means all pervading. Earlier in chapter 2 also it has come, Avinashi tu tad viddhi yena sarvamidam tatam. And at one other place Lord has said, Mastani sarva bhutani. All the bhutas are in me. Therefore you worship me. Because of me you are able to work. One person went and asked Raman Maharshi, can you show me Atman? He said, yes, I will show you. Because of which this finger is moving is Atman. If that Atman is not there, then this finger cannot move. Therefore, Lord is saying, because of me you are able to do the karma, why not you offer that karma to me? Why don't you do it for my happiness? We do the puja with patram puspam toyam phalam. Patram means leaves, like bilva patra. We offer bilva patra to Lord Shiva. Patram puspam, we offer, do the archana with the flower. Toyam, toyam means the water. We do the abhishek with the water. Phalam, we offer naivedya, phala, to the Lord. Have you made any one of this? Can you make a patra, a leaf? Can you make a flower? Can you make water? Can you make a fruit? No. Who has given? Lord has given. And I am offering that. Therefore it is said, tadiya vastu govindam tubhyam eva samarpanam. Tadiveva vastu, you have given me and I am giving it to you. Karma also, who has given me that capacity and ability? Lord has given me the ability. Because without that consciousness, we cannot do anything. So therefore, Lord wants you do all actions. No specific action is said. Whatever is according to your vasana, according to your guna, according to your varna, you do the same thing. But do it for my happiness. The fruit of action will come, karmaphal will come. You will get the salary also. At this point of time, what we are doing? We are doing the puja for our own ego. We are not doing the puja, Lord. Do the same karma with the attitude that this is for the happiness of the Lord and see the result after that. See the result. Therefore, Lord is saying, you do it for me. Another thing, Lord has given me the kriya shakti, jnana shakti and icha shakti. If he has given me all this shakti, why should not we do it for him? Employer gives me a petty sum per month and we are ready, we are very, very dedicated to serve him. Jo bolta hai, karte hai. If he says, khada raho, we are standing there. So will he not do who has given you this kriya shakti, the power to act, power to desire, power of the knowledge? So we should do that. So in the there are different stages we find of evolution in the society, different stages. If you ask somebody, why are you working? They will say, roti, kapra, makan, basic need, I am working for that. Another person you ask, why are you doing? It is my duty, I have to run my family, I have to look after my family. So I am doing it. As if for roti, kapra, makan or for looking after the family, it is a burden on your shoulder, oh, I have to do it. A third person says, oh, I love this. I love my country. So therefore I have set up this industry. The love factor has come in. So he is getting satisfaction there. A fourth person is saying, no, no, I am doing all my actions for the happiness of the Lord. I am loving God. And God includes everybody. God includes your employer, your family and yourself also. So see his vision. His vision is higher vision. So person who is doing for own self is always stressed. One who is doing for the family, a little bit satisfaction is getting that I am looking after my family members. A high degree of satisfaction person gets when who is doing the industrial. Who has set up the industry. But the best is that if you do it for the happiness of the Lord, that you will get the satisfaction. And you cannot measure how much that Lord can give you. You cannot measure. In Hindi we say chappad phad ke deta hai. If you make the Lord please, arey, if you can please your boss, what maximum he can give you? He can give you, achha chalo bhai, 100% of your salary as bonus. Or you take this much of share in the company. But he can give you much more. Therefore it is said, tadartha karma kaunteya. You do the karma for me. Or mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chesa. All your actions should be for me. How? Consider yourself as servant. You are my servant. In that fashion you work. Das bhav. I am the servant of the Lord. I am not servant of the employer. I am the servant of the Lord. So if you do that way, if you do your duty, even the government will recognize you. In India you may get Padma Vibhushan or Bharat Ratna also you may get. I'm not sure, but if my memory is correct, G.R.D. Tata was an industrialist in India. After his death he got the Bharat Ratna. Doing his own duties, that's all. You will be recognized. So henceforth, what should be my attitude? Why are you working? I am working for the happiness of the Lord. This should be the attitude. Fruit of action will come. Salary you will get. Don't think the kaam is chota or bada. Lord is saying, think whether I am there or not. Even if you are Sudra, if you are sweeping the floor, that also job is not chota bada. Big or small. If you are doing it for the happiness of the Lord, that is the main thing. Okay. Next.
Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha.
Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha.
Paradharma swanushthita
swabhavaniyatam karma स्वभावनियतं कर्म
कुर्वन्नाप्नोति किल्बिषम्
कुर्वन्नाप्नोति किल्बिषम्
श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः परधर्मात् स्वनुष्ठितात् स्वभावनियतं कर्म कुर्वन्नाप्नोति किल्बिषम्
श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः परधर्मात् स्वनुष्ठितात्. Even if your dharma, even according to your varna, if you think that your job is inferior, biguna, still Lord says you do your swadharma. Don't try to copy others. Paradharma sanushtitat. Like I was giving the example of a boy who was forced to study computer science. Or another person was forced to study engineering. He could not exhaust his vasana of medicine. He collected more vasana of engineering. So when he leaves this world, what will happen? The capital of vasana will be bigger. Vasana of medicine is existing because he could not exhaust, could not become the doctor. Similarly, the other vasana, as an engineer, he collected more vasana. So when he leaves this world, the capital of vasana will be more. And that is not a good investment. You might be thinking it is increased, so it is a good thing. No. Vasana should be reduced, not increased. A person was a peon. So he was thinking, my job is biguna, it is inferior. Here you don't have in the offices peon. Na? In India we have this concept of peon there. They will bring you file on the table, ring the bell, push the bell, he will come. Kya chahiye saab? Glass of water, a cup of tea. Here if you want a cup of tea, you have to go to machine. But there you are served on the table. This peon was thinking that my job is very inferior. These people are sitting in the conference hall in the EC and they are beech-beech mein bell bajate hain, tea, coffee. After 3 hours, 4 hours, they will bring some khana lao. So he went to one Mahatma. He said, my job is biguna, it's not inferior. The Mahatma said, you don't know, you are God for them. When they are hungry, you serve them food. If you don't serve, they will not get. Think this way. It's not biguna. Similarly, in India, we get the maid servants. Na? Bhai comes and she serves part-time, full-time, you can employ. Here it is perhaps very difficult. People can't afford also. So sometimes this maid servant, the help goes also, ghar jati hai, for 2 days, 3 days. At that time you see the face of the employer. Mainly Mataji. And when that help, again when she comes back after 3 days, see the face. See the face of employer. Relief. So don't consider anything inferior or superior. Even if you are a peon, you will get many instances, even the peon becomes the owner of the company. I know a person who was employed as a clerk in the Reserve Bank of India and he retired as a deputy governor of Reserve Bank of India. From a clerk counting money, he became deputy governor. It's just a post below the governor. So if you do your duty, you slowly, slowly you improve. Svabhavaniyatam karma kurvan na apnoti kilvisam. If you do your karma according to the svabhav, no kilvisam, no papa. No papa means you are not accumulating vasana. You are exhausting vasana. Your vasanas are coming down. That is the purpose of life. And if you can reduce it to zero, your mind is purified. The mind is purified, you are fit for the knowledge. Knowledge will happen in 1 second. Purification takes a lot of time. So Lord says, if you do your svabhaniyatam karma kurvan na apnoti kilvisham, you will not earn any demerits, no papa. On 26 January, on Republic Day, President takes salute in India, all the parade. And normally we see the presidents are more or less all senior citizens. And behind the president will be his bodyguard, a young, handsome person, always standing there. And the president, one contingent comes, he gets up and takes the salute, again he sits down because he can't stand for 3-4 hours at a time. Now if the bodyguard starts thinking, I should serve president, let him take rest, I will take the salute. Hoga. Swaya swaya karma. You have to do your own karma. Once a minister asks his secretary, I have to give a speech, you write 2 pages. The speech should not be more than 2 pages. He wrote. And normally you will see that the minister or the CEO or whosoever, when they come to the podium, somebody else comes to the podium, on the podium first. Is it not so? Minister will not carry his speech, what he is going to. Somebody will come and keep it on the podium and he will open start. He started his speech. Khatam hi nahi hota hai. It was 6 pages. He continues. Then he asked, Secretary, I asked you to write 2 pages, you have written 6 pages. Sir, it was only 2 pages. 4 pages were 2 copies of them. And he read all 6 pages.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.